Hello, IROC Space Radio listeners. This is Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns of our space industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, giving you a first look at the space industry's who's who. We'd like to welcome a guest that has been featured on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Hello, who in the space world are you?
My name is Tess Hatch, and I am a partner at Bessemer Venture Partners that has invested and serves on the board of both Rocket Lab and Spire Global.
What does that mean? What do you do all day?
I am meeting with companies, diligencing them, so learning as much as I can to hopefully invest in them. I then partner with the company and hopefully help them grow into market-leading businesses. So eventually, like Rocket Lab and Spire Global, they go public.
Speaking of Rocket Lab, you've worked with cutting-edge companies such as Drone Deploy, Phantom Auto, Spire Global, and Velo 3D. What's something on the horizon that you're excited to see happen in your lifetime from innovators like those?
I am most excited about NASA's Artemis program that will be landing the first woman on the surface of the moon. NASA will be doing this via private-public partnerships with startups such as the ones you named and others.
Beautiful. You've mentioned seeing astronaut Sally Ride speak to your school when you were a kid and what an impact that made on you. Can you think of a time when you got to be the Sally Ride for someone and their dreams?
This is something that I am personally incredibly passionate about, and I take seriously and try to do as much as I can, like talking with you today. I go back to my alma maters, University of Michigan and Stanford, and give talks at various aerospace or entrepreneurship schools. I've spoken on various outlets like Bloomberg and CNBC and CNN. And I think it's just really important to, one, share my perspective because I am a subject matter expert in space. And two, I look the way I do. I have long hair, I wear makeup, I love dresses, and pink is my favorite color. So hopefully having that moment for many little girls. And I think what will be even more powerful is going back to growing up in a world where there is a woman astronaut's footprints on the surface of the moon.
Nice. You've said that one day people will go to the moon and Mars as often as we fly planes. Why is this important to you?
I fundamentally believe we need to be a multi-planet species in order to survive. And this isn't to give up on Earth. This is because the technology needed to get to and sustain life elsewhere will ultimately benefit and fix the problems we currently face here. For example, MRI and CT scanning technology was actually developed from the Apollo mission. When we landed astronauts on the lunar surface, we wanted to take selfies. And that optic technology is what we use in our hospitals every day, saving lives.
Outside of space, what other areas do you invest in?
The stratosphere. I just invested in a company called Boom Supersonic so that one can fly from New York to London in about 3.5 hours. I'm also incredibly excited about the future of food technology, specifically plant-based alternatives, in addition to commercial drones. So hopefully one day drones can deliver us late night pizza, but in the meantime, deliver emergency medical supplies to someone in need, like a life-saving AED or EpiPen.
I see. Okay, now it's time to buckle up and prepare for liftoff as we launch you into the orbit of our rapid-fire fill-in-the-blank questions. Are you ready?
I am ready. I think and hope so.
At work, I'm known for...
I have a space comic called Ada Ride. It's based off of Ada Lovelace and Sally Ride. It's like Dora the Explorer goes to space with her artificially intelligent robot friend. My work really loves it.
That's brilliant. My advice to tomorrow's generation looking to do what I do is...
Know your superpower. Know and own what you are uniquely amazing at. My superpower is a fundamental understanding of all things aerospace. But know what that is for you. Own it and follow the career and a life that's based on it.
Nice. I'd like to be remembered for...
Traveling to space.
The music that gets me rocking and I'd like to hear on IROC Space Radio is...
Ariana Grande's NASA.
Of course. Well, Tess, thank you so much for taking the time to answer our top 10 questions today.
Ashley, thank you so much for having me.
This has been Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns in our space industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, and I've given you a first look at the space industry's who's who.